It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Pitkin County now has the most presumptive positive coronavirus cases in Colorado. The total stands at 9, according to state health officials. The cases are connected to a woman from Australia who visited Aspen and tested positive upon returning home. Aspen Public Radio's Alex Hager has more.
All 9 of those people are being placed under an order for mandatory isolation, but none have been hospitalized. They remain in isolation in several locations throughout Aspen. Authorities have not released where they're staying or when exactly they got here. 3 other people who were traveling with the Australian woman were contacted by the state but refused to be tested and are being issued the same isolation orders as those who were. The entire group is set to stay in isolation until at least next week, at which point they could be released after 2 negative tests. For CPR News, I'm Alex Hager.
Some state lawmakers are complaining they still haven't seen details of the governor's coronavirus emergency declaration. CPR's Ben DeBerklin has more.
Governor Jared Polis made his announcement verbally. His attorney says a short lag time from a verbal announcement to a written document is normal. But Republican Senator Bob Gardner questions how lawmakers can act on an emergency that hasn't been formalized.
We don't know really what the terms or specific legal basis is for the governor's executive order. I'm very disturbed at the fact that it's not been reduced to writing.
Even if some lawmakers aren't happy about the lack of written details, they generally support Polis's decision to declare a state of emergency. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Wildlife officials shot and killed a mountain lion in northern Colorado after it attacked a person and bit a sheriff's deputy who was responding to help. Witnesses told the Loveland Reporter Herald they saw the mountain lion bite the deputy on the shoulder. Both victims were taken to a hospital and are expected to recover after the attack Wednesday near the Big Thompson Canyon. This is CPR News.